Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Zayin in Maseches of Sanhedrin as we continue our discussions of, Peches. Today is Peches, Pei Zayin on the basis of where we're starting from. And we have two more blot as we make our way through the 10th parak of Eloh HaNechnakin, even though it's really the 11th parak, as we mentioned, in a couple of other sources in the Mishnayos, but for us it's the 10th parak. So all of daf Pei Zayin, as we discussed yesterday, was the discussion of what type of category of mitzvah or avera is a zakin mamri chayev for. So we have three different opinions on daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Rebbe Meir's opinion was a zakin mamri is only chayev for an avera of kares and chatas, mezid kares and shogeg chatas. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, anything that is ikar mi divrei Torah and is explained mi divrei sofrim. The Ran explained whether that was more inclusive, that was less inclusive. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon was afilu diktuk echon mi diktukui sofrim, which many Rishonim say it means something that's learned out from Torah Shebechsav, but it is not really hinted to in Torah Shebechsav. The Rambam seems to pass on like Rabbi Shimon Kipshuto, even dinim durabanan would be included. So then we, with the rest of the daf, was talking about a brisa that we quoted that Zakin Mamri is in the part, a person is a Zakin Mamre if they argue in any of these categories of halacha, nefashas, mamonis, makis, tsara'as, all the cases. And the Gemara said, how does that brisa fit in to the shita of Rabbi Meir? Where do you have a case of kares and chatas by all of these categories? So that's what the brisa, the Gemara went through, explaining all the cases of the brisa. And we are in the middle of that. We are in the middle of the tsara'as discussion. So the Gemara has not finished yet how we have all of these cases fitting into the sheet of Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara is not going to be finished until the two dots on Peches of an Aleph. Two-thirds of the way down, there's the two dots. That's where the Gemara finishes explaining the Brisa according to Rabbi Meir. It's interesting. According to the Rambam, we don't even pass on like Rabbi Meir. According to the Rambam, you know. So the whole Gemara is Deloka Halacha. But other Rishonim might say, no, there's a possibility we might hold like the first opinion. Anyway, let's continue. So let's go back to the last one that we were discussing yesterday. Fourth to last skinny line. Be'nega l'nega, pe'zayin ma'beis. So what does be'nega l'nega mean? Be'nige adam, nige batim, nige begadim. Right, so it has to talk all the different dinim of tsaras. Nige adam, so what is nige adam? What's the case of nige adam that could relate to achiv of kares and chatas? Be'plukta d'Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbanan. It has to do with the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbanan. As the Mishnah says in Meseches Nega'im, Titznan. Right, Nega'im is all about tsaras. The Mishnah says in Nega'im, im baharis kodum l'seir halavan tame. If the spot, one of the details of tsaras, if the spot came before the white hair tame, so then that shows the spot was there, the white hair grew from it, so therefore it is a simen of tsaras. Im seir lavan kodum l'baharis tar, but if the white hair was there first, so then tahar. Safek tame, if you're not sure which one came first, so then tame we paskin le'chumra. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kiha. Rabbi Yeshua says an unclear word. He just says, Kaya, it's weak. So what does it's weak mean? So my Kiya, so Amar Rava, Kiya Tar. Kiya means if it's a suffix, so then it is Tahar. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbanan. So here, this machlokas is just quoted as a quiet, simple machlokas in Hilchas Saras. And again, what's the nafkamina? So Rashi says the nafkamina is machlokas about if all the Bezdin Paskins Tahar and the Zakin Mamre Paskins Tame, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, that's Chayav Karis and Chatas. That's the nafkamina. Either have marriage nafkaminas or walking into the Beis HaMikdash nafkaminas. Right? Those are the two nafkaminas that Rashi quotes. If you look in the Gemara Bava Metzia, this Gemara has somewhat more press. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pevav, see where it's quoted on the side. This was a machloka, says the Gemara, in Shemayim. They were arguing about this in Shemayim. Kamiflagi b'mesifta derakia. They were arguing. Im baharis kodemus l'seir lavan tamei, im seir lavan kodem l'baharis tohar. Safek? What's the din of safek? HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar tohar? Amazing. Kadosh Baruch Hu was being osik in Hilchas Saras, whatever that means. And kulhu misifta derakia amri tamei. Machlokes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said tohar, and the whole Bezid Shalmala argued with him. And said tamei, v'yamri manochach, and they said, okay, who's going to be the decisive vote? Who's going to be the decisive vote? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says one of the Shitas. No, who's going to be the decisive vote? Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Aaron Nachmani, he's the expert. He's the expert in Negaim and Nahalas. So what happened? Shadru Shlicha Basrei. So they sent a Shlicha to get Rabbi Aaron Nachmani. Why did the Malach HaMavos couldn't get him? Right? Why? Because he didn't stop learning. And it's not learning, so the Gemara discusses how he was able to distract him to make a noise outside. So he was distracted, he thought there was an enemy army coming, and he was able to take his life. Many kashas on this story. But Kikanayach Nafshe, when he was dying, Amar Tahar Tahar. Those were his last two words. Tahar Tahar. Yatsa Baskol V'yamra. Baskol went out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Aaron Nachmani Sheguf Chatar V'yatsa Nishmascha B'Tahar. That's what happened. Right? Baskol went out. And then Nafla Piska Mirakiya B'Pupadisa. A note fell out of Shemayim in Pupadisa that Rabbi Aaron Nachmani has died, and they went out and they were Osek in his Kfura. That's the story. So there are many angles that we could try to figure out and discuss this story. This is one of them, the Iyun Yaakov on the Gemara Bamitzia there. The Iyun Yaakov says, how could you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the Bezer Shamala? Well, you could ask the question two ways. How could you argue on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And number two, Achmar Rabban Lahatos. You have a rove here. You have a rove that goes, that beats HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Yachid. Right? There's no Yachid like him. Hashem Echad. Right? It's one of the Animamans. So, Avagav Da'amri Achmar Rabban Lahatos. Ksiv, v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mishamer es haTorah. You have many chazals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps to the laws of the Torah. Become makom, avagav the mesifta havi rov minyan. Become makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who rov binyan. Lachkein hutzrachu hachroa shlishis. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we've said in the past, is in a different league. Yeah, if you have, you go into the majority if it's the same league. If it's a different league, Rav Soloveitchik quoted in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that if Rav Chaim had argued with everybody else in the generation, said he'd go after Rav Chaim. Because it's major leaguer and a minor leaguers. Right? Everybody has, it depends on the same league, because Rachel's in a different league. So at least the Yaakov says, he's in a different league, and therefore, it levels, it's equal, and then you have to go to a Hachroa Shlishis. That's the Ian Yaakov. But the other issue is, how could you argue on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Isn't that MS? Isn't that the MS? Once you know Kodesh Baruch Hu says something, so isn't that MS? Kodesh Baruch Hu said Tar. So Rabbi Rachmani knew to go, I mean, he passed it like on Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. But how could everybody else argue? Furthermore, it's even a bigger problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras paskins against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Trivia question. Where does the Rambam paskin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hilchos Tumas Saras. Amazing. Says the Rambam in Bay's test. Suffix say your love at Kodam, Suffix Beheris Kodam, Hariza Tamei. Tamei. Kadosh Baruch Hu paskin Tahar. You could argue on a Gemara. You can argue on a Hashem. Right? How do you argue on God? The year Elisha Tumasa Bisafik. He says Tumasa Bisafik because it's only a Suffik. Suffik Tuma. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Even though the Gemara says that Hashem says Tahar, Lo Bashamayimi. Lo Bashamayimi. Right? You don't paskin from a Basko, like the other Gemara in Bamatsia. You don't pass Dafnun Tess. You don't paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avagav Da Amrina, and even though the Gemara there, okay, forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about Rabbi Nachmani? Wasn't he the one that they went to check? Right, so what about him? Yesh Lomar, and this is a crucial line, Kivan de Bishas Yitzias Neshama Hu to Amar Hachi, since when did Rabbi Aaron Nachmani paskin Tahar? As he was dying, Havi Bechla Lo Bashamayimi. Big finish. It's also like it's coming from heaven. The Eino Kedai Lohotzi Mikla Shabiyadeinu Dalacha Ketana Kama. That's what he says. The Lo Bashamayimi includes not only from heaven, but also as somebody is going to heaven. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. As the Chassam Sofer, I don't understand. So every time a posek gives a halacha on his deathbed, you don't pass him that way. Lo bashamayim, you're not allowed to trust him. If a posek gives a halacha, you know, b'shas misa, it doesn't sound like he was had tir fadas. It sounds like he was still, you know, thinking properly, and then he died. So as the Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand this. This is at the end of Arachayim. Simon Reish Ches is the last Shuvah in Arachayim, then he has like 10 pages about miscellaneous. Miscellaneous in Yonim. So in those miscellaneous in Yonim, he talks about Torah Shevachsav, Torah Shevapeh, Elo Ve'elo a little bit. So there he says, he quotes the Gemara, V'hinim Yidimer Kesev Ishtay, Elu Yatsa Din Chadash, T'kal She'amru Tamar Chacham Samach L'Siluka Min Olam, Hu B'chalo B'Shamayimi, V'udavar Chadash U'Temiya, U'Beli Tam V'Svara. So I don't understand. I understand how he could pass him this way. He says, I have a different shot. Why we don't go by Rabbi Aaron Nachmani. Because what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Aaron Nachmani said Tahar. A Basko went out, a Tahar. And then a pitka fell on a pupadisa, you know, Rabbi Nachmani died. You know what must have happened? Nobody was there. Nobody heard him say it. Nobody heard him say it. I mean, if they would have heard him say it, what did he say? Tar. What case is he talking about? What is he referring to? He knows what's going on in Shemayim. So that's why it's low by Shemayim in that case. And we don't paskin that way. Because he didn't paskin. And nobody is even there when he died. Pupadisa, they came and said, oh, a piska fell down, you have to go be osik in his kfura. That's that gemara. That's why we don't pass it like Rabbi Nachmani. We don't pass it like HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Lo Bashamayimi. We don't pass it like Rabbi Nachmani because nobody was there. And you only knew what the story, they probably knew the story from Shemayim. The pitka probably said, not only that he died, it said what happened. So that's why it's Lo Bashamayimi. You don't have to come up, oh, b'shasi siyas Hashama. That's a bit chiddush, you can't say that. So that's the Chassam Sofer, the end of Simon Reish Ches. And the Rambam of Paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one more point, and this is the sugi that we mentioned in the past from the Drashas Haran. The Drashas Haran in Drosh Shvi'i makes a big deal of this about this Gemara in Bava Metzia related to, isn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Emes? So, Lo Bashamayimi, okay, about Rebbe Lazar, but you know Hashem said it. So how could you say Lo Bashamayimi? So he says, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. A posek has to go through the motions and go through the sources and come to an answer with his seichel and his svara. And if a posek does that, he's not allowed to paskin like somebody else. He's not allowed to change his psak just because, you know, the heaven said he got a simon. He can't say that. He can't change his psak. Even if you know otherwise, that would be a guess. What about a zakein mamre? A zakein mamre, we don't say that he has to change what he thinks is right and wrong. He just can't paskin that way for the rest of Klal Yisrael. As we're going to learn today, I could think everybody's wrong inside, but you know what? I'm outvoted. So I have to realize there's a system. If there's a system, so I'm outvoted. Okay, what can I do? I can't express my das. I can say it in the base medrash still. Right? That's what the Gemara said. I can't paskin that way to get other people to follow me. So that's what the Ron says. A posek has a response. He can only act based on what he says as far as they all said Tameh. They all have to say Tameh. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's what we have to assume. Even if we know that it's wrong, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter. This is what I have to paskin. Okay, we can spend a whole shiur on that, but let us continue now with the next, second wide line. Nigei Batim. Nigei Batim, says the Gemara. So where do you have a case of Nigei Batim, tsaras on houses, which relates to kares and chatas? Biplukta de Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. Ditzan, the Mishnah says again in Masechta Zigahim, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon Omer, La'olam ina bayis tamei, the bayis, it's not called the bayis hamenuga, ad sheyira kishnei grisin al shnei avadim, b'shnei ksalim b'keren zavis, right until we see this, the spot, the size of two gris on the corner. Right, so it's on two different walls. That's the only way it can be on a corner. Erko kushnei grisim, v'rakla kagris. A very unusual type of place and size right in the corner. Right, this was the shita that we had back on Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, there were three things that never happened. Right, this was the shita that said that Bayis HaMenuga never happened. Bayis HaMenuga, Betzor Amora, and Irani Dachas. Right, those three, the Gemara and Ayin Aleph, says, at least according to one opinion, didn't happen. The other opinion then said, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the kever of a Betzor Amora. Okay, so machlokas whether it ever happened or not. Okay, good. So my time, it's hard to get at. Somebody asked me after Shir that day. Is it in a machlokas of Metzias? Was there a cemetery with him or not? That's a hard one to get out of. What? It's a machlokas about Lundis, whether there was a... It's hard to say that's not a machlokas of Metzias. Okay, so my time of Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, why does he say this unusual shita? Ksiv kir v'ksiv kiros, it says it has to be on a wall, it has to be on walls. Ezeo kir shehika kiros, haviomer zek karen zavis. One wall, which is like two walls, is in a corner. Okay, that's the, and then, again, the same thing. If you pass in one tummy, one tar, and then they go into the base of Mikdash, that's a case of karis. Nigei begadim. Next case, what about begadim? Biplukta to Rav Nasan ben Avtumis v'Rabbanan. Another machlokas. Ditanya the Brisa says, or Ditznan. Rabbi Nasan ben Avtumis Omer. Minayin lupricha bibegadim shehi tahora. How do I know that pricha, if it spreads, if Sarah spreads over the entire Beged, that we say Tahar. Right, a spot on a Beged is Tameh, but the second it covers the entire Beged, it is Tahar. So Nemra Karachas, V'Gabachas, V'Adam, V'Nemra Karachas, V'Gabachas, V'Begadim. It says the same words by man and by clothing. Malahalan Parach Makulo Tahar, just like we paskin, that if somebody gets Sarah on his entire body, without a drop with open skin, tahar, afar bakulo tahar, so depar bakulo. So if somebody gets the saraz over his whole body, fine. If he starts getting better, then he becomes tame, right? Because then he has saraz not over his entire body. But that's the halacha, as we know, par bakulo tahar, just like the Gemara compared earlier in the Masechta, if all the Sanhedrin paskins lachova, then potro somiyad, similar kind of idea. So here, par bakulo tahar. I mentioned in the past, one of the Bali Musars say, what's the pshat? Saras. Saras. If your whole body is covered with saras, you're tahar. Why does that make sense? Should be the most tameh. So what do the Bali Musars say? What's saras, as we know, comes from Lashon Hara, even though it doesn't say that in the Torah. Lashon Hara, Chazal tell us. What's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is where we take one aspect of a person, and we label the person because of that one aspect. They did one silly thing. So we say over that story about the guy, and we basically label him based on that story. A little thing, he has so many miles. Alamilus. But because he did one thing wrong, we say it over, and we insult the guy. So we label him, we take a little bit, and we label him. So you know what his punishment is? We label him. You're a mitzora. You have one spot on you, that's it. No, your whole body is a mitzora, you gotta get out of the city. Right? You're the most tame. Chutz mishalosh machanos. Right? That's a mitzora. We label, well, a little bit, but we label him. That's mida keneged mida. Aye, but if a person is totally covered with saras, totally covered, is that one spot empty? It must be something else. Because that's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is being when we take a little bit and we label the whole body. If he's totally covered, it must not be tsaras. Because then that's not a question of labeling. His whole body is sick. Must be something else. Okay. Fourth line. Divrei. The next pasuk in the word in the pasuk was Divrei. Elu ha'erchin v'charim v'akteshos. This refers to all of these ways to make something belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And you do that with your dibur. That's why it's learned out from the word divrei. So, how do each of these constitute a case of karis of chatas? Ha'erichin. What about erichin, which we just had at the end of last week's parsha, that everybody has an erich? Piplukta the remeir b'rabbanan. So, machlokas remeir in the rabbanan. Ditzan, the mishnah says in erichin, or the brisa. Hamarech pachas b'ben chodesh. If somebody says, I want to give the erich of a baby who's less than a month. So if you look in the Torah, only mi ben chodesh, a month and up, is listed. What about less than a month? So, is that meaningful at all? Rabbi Meir Omer, no sin damav. Rabbi Meir said, there's no erech in the Torah, but we know there are two concepts. Erech is a fixed amount that everybody is worth based on gender and age. Damim is not listed in the Torah. Damim, dmei alai, means how much would a person, you know, want to buy this person, right? Put him on the servant market, and how much would a person, what's his damim? There's an erech, which is fixed, and damim, which is his value. So a person can say either one. I want to give a person's erech to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to give damim to the Beis HaMikdash. Here a person says, I want to give the erech of a 10-day old. So he doesn't have an erech. So says Rabbi Meir, a person obviously knows that. And Rashi quotes, Ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. A person doesn't say something for nothing, so he must have meant damim. So that's why he has to give the damim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim omrim lo amar klum. The Chachamim say, no, what he says is meaningless, because there is no erech to a 10-day-old, so therefore, you just forget what he said. That's the case. If the Zaken Mamre argues with the rest of the Sanhedrin, in a case like this, that's a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? So here Rashi has two opinions. Two opinions. What's the case if a person gives something to the promises to give this to the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't give it, so the Gizbar, the Gabbai, the Beis HaMikdash comes and takes something of his, does that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, that item? So according to the mayor, yes. According to the Rabbanah, no. What if somebody is nana from that item? In Isra Me'ilah, Karis and Chatas. That's the case. Does this have the status of Hektish in terms of Karis and Chatas? That is number two. That's number two. If somebody violates, the second day in Rashi, that if somebody violate Mi'ilah on this, and that would lead to Karis and Chatas, why? Because when he brings a carbon, is it a carbon Asha Mi'ilah? Is it a real carbon that a person could, you know, there could be many issues related to Karis and Chatas. Is it pigol? And is it if a person eats it when he's Tamei? Many aspects. The first day of Rashi, which I skipped, is that if a person uses this to get married, same thing. Does it belong to the Beis HaMikdash or could it belong to me? Right, that's the first day of Rashi. Either way, another nafkamina between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. Next, Hacharamim. Charamim. Biplukta Rabbi Yehuda b'Seir v'Rabbanan. Charamim. If a person makes a cherem, another machlokas. Ditzan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Omer, Stam charamim lebet akabayis. We know there are two types of charamim. You can give a cherem to the Beis HaMikdash itself. You can give a cherem to the Kohanim. So what if you don't specify? You just say cherem. This should be cherem. So which one does that go to? That's a machlokas. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Stam charem en lebetek habayis. It goes to the base of Migdash. Shenemar kol cherem kodesh kadashim ul Hashem. It goes to the base of Migdash. V'chachamim omrim, Stam charem en lekohen. No, Stam charem goes to a kohen. Shenemar kistei hacherem lekohen tihyeh achuzaso. Im kei matam alomar kodesh. So according to the second opinion, why does it say kodesh for if it goes to the it just means if you have a carbon and then you make a cherem out of carbon, then you not only have to give the carbon to the base of the Mikdash, you have to give the value of the carbon to the Kohanim. But again, that's a machlokas which has mi'ila ramifications. Does it belong to the base of the Mikdash and then I can violate the Isra of mi'ila, which could lead to karis and chatas? Mashenkein, if it doesn't, if it belongs to the Kohanim, so then there is no mi'ila that is possible. Continuing, Hekdeshos. Where does Hekdeshos have a case that is Kares and Chatas? Beplukta, the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbanan. The Tanya, the Brisa says, we had it back in the first parak. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Afilu Tsinora Shel Hekdesh, Tzricha Asara ben Adam Lefdosa. How many people do you need, does one need to evaluate an item of Hekdesh in order to say, okay, this is how much you pay, and then you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, and now the fork, Sinora Rashi says is a silver fork, the fork is yours. How many people? So, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, back on Daf Yudalet, 10. 10 of them, one of them has to be a Kohen, 10 of them. Right? And the other opinion says, but if you don't have 10, if you don't have 10, and you do this ceremony, so according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it still belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and you can still violate Mi'ilah by it. According to the other Shitas, no, you don't need 10, so it's already Chulin, and you don't violate. So again, that's the Machlokas. Rivos, Zu, Zehashka Sota, Va'arifas Egla, V'taras HaMitzora. Again, three cases which come from arguments, right? These three cases come from Rivos, and therefore, these would also be examples of what a Zakim Rambi would be chayven. Hashka Sota, let's go through each one again. What's the case of Hashka Sota? Va'arifas, Hashka Sota, Beplukta, the Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Yeshua. So Machlokas between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua, Ditsnan, the first mission in Sota, Daf Beis. What does the Mishnah say? Hamakani le'ishto, if somebody does kidui v'stiro. You know, remember, Sota has two stages. Number one, the husband warns his wife not to be in seclusion with such and such a man. That's kidui. And then stira is the actual yichud that happens after the kidui has been given. So how many witnesses do you need for the kidui? How many witnesses do you need for the stira? This relates to also what we discussed a few days ago, chatzi davar, another halachic context where you have two stages. Right? We had by Ben Sora Mora, that was one case of two stages, and then we had the case of Eide Geneva and Eide Mechira, kidnapping, right, that's another example of two stages, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you have Eidim for 3 years, that's a couple of stages, by Tzvichu Mechira of animals, we discussed in Baba Kama, if I steal and then sell an animal, there are various contexts in Halacha where you have a two-stage process. So here too by Sota also, it's a two-stage process. First we have the Kinui, the warning, and then we have the stira. So Mekani Lishra, if somebody gives kinui to his wife, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Mekani Alpishtayim, the kinui has to be done in front of two, Umashka Alpied Echad, and even if only one aid is on the stira, on the yichud, you still give her the Hashkas Sota. Oh, Alpiyatsu, or even himself, even the husband himself could say, I saw that she was Mesiachid with such a man. Once the context of kinui was created, so then it's easy to have the stira. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Mekani Alpishnayim, Umashka Alpishnayim. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, they're both part of the Davar Sheba'erva, and therefore you need two for each one. And Rashi continues and says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, in these cases, if she doesn't drink, she loses her ksuba, according to certain shitas. So if she loses her ksuba, then somebody else takes the money from her ksuba and gets married. Does the marriage work or not? Again, there's a nafkamina if you take it to the end of the case, whether a person could use the money from the ksuba to get married. Good. Arifas Egla, second to last case, over here, is Egla Rufa. They let the anonymous corpse found in the middle of the cities. They plukta the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, machlokas. It's on, as the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, mi ayin hayu modedin. From where do we measure? So machlokas. Let's say you find a corpse right mamish smack between two cities. So how do you determine which is the closest one? Which part of the body do you measure from? Mi ayin hayu modedin. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer mi tibura, from his belly button, from his stomach. That's where you measure from. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mechotmo, from his nose. Why? That's where he breathes from. And that's where his last breath was taken from. So that's why from the nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mimakum Shana'aseh Chalol, from the place where he became a corpse, Mitzavaro, from his neck. From his neck. That's the machlokas there. This is a big, this Mishnah is used in the brain death. Sugya. There are a lot of sources from Shas related to that, but this is one of them. Like, where does it what is the term? Does breathing determine it? The neck, the nose. This is one of the sugyas related to artificial respiration. Okay, that is the case. So again, what's the machlokas then? What's the machlokas related? So let's say one of the Zakin Mamri measures from one part of the body. Everybody else measures from the other part of the body. We paskin like everybody else. So really, if the Sanhedrin breaks the neck of the cow of the Eglar, and that's the real one, and he breaks another one because he thinks the other one is right, so only the real one is Aser Bahana, not the other one. The Gemara Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, if you get married with an Egla Rufa, you're not Mekudeshes because it's Aser Bahana. But really, if you use the Zakin Mamre's Egla Rufa, then it's Mutter Bahana because it's not a real Egla Rufa, and you would be married. And then if she's Mezana, she's Chayiv, right? She's Chayiv Chedek. Keeps going, you find a Nafgamina. I saw in the Margolias Hashas, A thought from the domestic Eliezer, a pidrush. Right, what does it say here? Three shitas. The egla rufa, what do you measure from? You measure either from the stomach, or from the nose, or from the neck. Those are the three. So he says, why did a person end up out in the field without anybody? Obviously people didn't give him staka. People should have given him staka, they didn't give him staka. That's the problem here. So, says the domestic Eliezer, it's alluded to here, me'ayin modedin, from where do you measure? From which avera did this case come from? What avera caused this? Which avera do you measure from? So, Rabbi Elazar says, mi tiburo. What does tiburo mean? He filled his own stomach up. He didn't give anybody else. Mi tiburo, from his stomach. He didn't focus on others. He was just focusing on his own kares. And he didn't think about others. Rabbi Akiva's mosif? Not only that. Let's say a person gives. He doesn't only fill his own stomach. But from his nose, what does his nose mean? How do you give staka? With the nose in the air. You say, oh yeah, I'm going to give you. You know, I think it's how you give the staka. Not just giving the staka. The Rambam has the eight different levels of staka in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. So you measure, not only, even if you give the staka, michotmo, from his nose. How does he hold his nose when he's giving the staka? Is he giving it bekoved or not? And then finally, even if you give it, and if you give it bekoved, but you know what else? Mitzavaro. Do you use your neck to tell everybody else that there's a needy person here and you have to give him stuck? Or I only worry about myself. Let him worry about it. Mitzavaro. Not only mitiburo do I not have to give it. I can't only worry about my stomach. And not only from how I give it, my nose, but even may tzavaro sheyishag v'yedaber gam lechaveiro. I also have to worry and tell others. So Haldera Drush says the domestic Eliezer. That is another way of understanding it. Okay, let's continue. Taharas Mitzora, fifth wide line. So how does a Mitzora become related to Taharas Mitzora? Where do you have a case of that, of Karis or Chatas? Biplukta, the Rishonim Rabbanan, the Machlokas Etzan. Again, as we had earlier in the Masechta, Mishnah Negoim. Ein lo bohen yad bohen regel, ozen yamanis. If a Mitzora, who you're trying to sprinkle the dam on, he doesn't have a right thumb or a right big toe or a right ear. And that's where you're supposed to sprinkle it on. So Ein lo taro lamas, Tanakama says, sorry, he can never become tall. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, nosin lo makom aviyotzei. Rabbi Eliezer says, you just put it on the spot where it's supposed to be. That's good enough. Right, we had this Gemara earlier where the Gemara discussed, do you have to take Pesukim literally or not? That was the Sugya back then. So here it says, Bo'anyan, so Rabbi Eliezer says, don't worry about it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, nosin also small viyotzei. You put it on the left. Right, so again, it's a machlokas, whether this person is tummy or not. What happens if he walks into the base of Mikdash afterwards? Karis and chatas. Bisharecha, zeleka shechu peya. Bisharecha refers to leket, shecha, and peya. Leket, ditzan, what is leket? Ditzan, because the Mishnah says, shnei shibalim leket, shlosha einam leket. Right, how many leket is the sheed, the ears that fall down when I'm gathering? Only two of them is leket, three is not, because that's so much, I assume that I'm not mavata my das, and therefore I'm allowed to take it. Shechacha, shnei omer shechacha, shlosha einam shechacha. Bundles, if I forget two bundles, fine, that's shechacha. But if I forget three, the assumption is I'm going to go back for it. I did not really forget them, and therefore that's not shechacha. Va'al kulon, and on all of these, Beishame adds on one. Beishame omrim shalosh la'ani va'arba la'balabais. No, three is also called shecha and leket. right? Only four is for the Baal HaBayis. But the Tanakama argued on that. So again, this is the case. What happens if something that belongs to an Ani is taken by the Baal HaBayis, or taken by the Bayis and given and used by the Ani, and you go and get married with it? So whose is it? Again, a Dini Mamanis, which leads to an Ishus discussion. Peya, final one, Biplukta Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan. Peya, leaving the corner of your field, that is related to Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan. It's not, the Mishnah says in Peya, mitzvah is Peya la'afresh b'nakama. The mitzvah is to leave Peya while it's still standing, right? Not just leaving it in the field without touching it. Lo'afresh b'nakama, let's say I forgot to leave Peya, I cut down my whole field. Ya'afresh b'na'umrin, and then find there's bundles there, I can leave Peya in bundles. Lo'afresh b'na'umrin, let's say I didn't. Ya'afresh b'nakri. So even if it's in bundles, I could even still leave Kriya after I made it into a pile in my granary, until I did Meruach. Meruach is where I smoothed out the pile, and now there's a Chiyuv Shumus or Maisrus. Up until that point, I could leave it as Peya. Meruach, once I did Meruach, though I cannot give it to him, because now it's Chayav and Shumus or Maisrus, Ma'aser v'nosein lo. Ma'aser v'nosein lo, I got to take off Maisrus myself. I don't want to have the Ani worried about Meiser. I got to take off Meiser myself and give it to him. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, Af Mafrish Min HaIsa. Rabbi Yishmael says, even after you grind it up and make it into dough, you could still give it to an Ani in that state. The Tanakama argues on that. The Tanakama says, once you grind it, you're Shinui Kone. You have been Kone Peshinu. There's no Chiyuv Peya. You blew it. Right? You didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah, but it is now yours. So again, in that case, that's not called machlokas, but that's called mamun shalaniyim. Again, you can have an afkamina related to marriage. Tosfos asks in Dibraskal Merchu, why did it say once you do meiruach, you only have to take off maisrus? What about truma? You don't take off truma. Why did it only say maaser v'nosein lo? So the simplest answer is probably what the Megalias Hayam says, is that you find in other contexts, maisrus includes everything. It says ma'aser v'nosein lo, but ma'aser, sometimes you find, right, it's got to be in a truma also. It calls it Mishnah Pirkei Avos, al tarba la'aser ma'umad. But again, also there it means trumas as well. But Tosfos gives a different answer. Last two lines of Tosfos, v'nira lafaresh, demishum de truma davar mu'at lochash lahazkir. Truma is such a little bit. Maestros, you got to give a tenth. That's 10%. But truma is how much you have to give for truma. So midra bana on 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. But midaraisa even, chita achas poteres zakri, the Gemara says. Just one little, there's no shear. So that's why it's such a little thing, that's why it doesn't mention it. Because at this stage, because it's only a little bit, that's why it doesn't mention it. How much is really a little bit? So, it's been a while. The Tosfos Rid in Meseches Kiddushin, on Daf Nun Ches, that's where the Gemara says, chita achas poteres zakri, says the Tosfos Rid, yes. Giving one little grain, one little thing of chita, of wheat, that makes your field not tevel. But you know what? You haven't been yosi your mitzvah of giving truma. Because by truma it says, nason titein lo, kidei nesina. You have to give something chashev. To give one kernel, that's not a davar chashev. It's not tevel anymore. Chita achas, what's the language of the Gemara? It's meduyak. Poteres esakri. But it does not fulfill the mitzvahs to Sina. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. The Rebbe Yehuda, hundreds of years later, centuries after the Tosfos Rid, 600-700 years later, writes in a tshuva, he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. So he writes in a tshuva, in Yeridaya, Yesh li lomar bazeh davar chadash, lo kadmani bazeh shum mefarish uposek. I have to tell you something that's never been said before in the history of the Jewish people. Right? Says Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says exactly what the Tosfos Rid said. So again, we were Zohar. We're big mockers. Oh, look, he said it. Tosfos Rid already said it. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. So he could say it, that he gets the schar for it. He could say, now we could say Baruch Shekiveh. Right? He was Bechave to the Tosfos Rid. So again, even when Tosfos here says, it's only a Dover Muat, what does that mean? It's a Dover Muat to be Masaki in your Kri. It might not be a Dover Muat to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina. This also might relate to Machlokas, Ramam Ramban, how many mitzvahs do you count in giving Truma? Do you count one mitzvah? The Ramam counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah of taking off Truma, giving it to the Kohen. The Ramban says you count two. Hafrashas Truma and Nesina's Truma. It's two separate ideas. Maybe that'll counting it as two is saying there's one idea of Hafrasha, one idea of Nesina, like the Tosfos Rid says, like the Noda Behuda says. Maybe the Ramam doesn't think that. Slav Dafka, he doesn't think that, but the Ramban fits nicely into the Tosfos Rid. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara, Gima Bati Dina Mechulu. As the Mishnah said, the process of three courts. Three courts, the Zakeh Mamre goes to the first court outside the Ezras Nashim. If they don't know, you go to the next one. And if they don't know, you go to the Bez Din HaGadol. Says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana. Hu Omer B'Piyashmua V'Hein Omer B'Piyashmua. What if he says, I have a Messar for my Rebbe. And they say, I have a Messar for my Rebbe. Eino Nerag. He's not a Zakeh Mamre in that case. If they both say they have a Messora from their Rebbe, so that there he's not killed in that case, says Rav Kahana. Hu Omer Kachu Be'enai V'Hein Omer Kachu Be'enenu. Eino Nerag. Again, this is Machlokas. They're both based on Svara, also not killed. And surely if he says, I have a Mesora for my Rebbe, and they say it's Svara. Eino Nerag, according to Rav Kahana, Eino Nerag, we don't pass in this way. But Rav Kahana holds, he's not killed unless, Achi Yomer, Kachu Be'enai, V'Hin Omer Mi Piyashmua. Unless they say we have a Mesora, and he says, this is what I think. Because that's chutzpah. He's trying to say that his logic beats out the Mesora. That's a Zakin Mamre. Teda, because after all, Sherei Lo Harg was Akavi ben Malalel. They didn't kill Akavi ben Malalel. Akavi ben Malalel, Rashi quotes Gemara's elsewhere, he argued a number of times on the Rabbanan, and he passed in that way, and they didn't kill him. Why wasn't he a Zakein Mamre? It must mean that he had a Mesor from his Rebbeim, and they had a Mesor from their Rebbeim. And that's where Rav Kahana says, he wasn't killed. Until the day he died, Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere, where Akavi says, told his sons, passing like the Rabbanan. And they say, Rebbe, but you didn't. So he says, I heard it from my Rebbeim, so I had to. But you didn't, so you could passkin like the majority. You could go against me. That's what he told his sons at the end of his life. That is Rav Kahana. Rabbi Elazar Omar, no. Afilu hu omar piyashmua v'heit omar m'kachu b'neinu. Even if he says he has a Mesorah, and they say it's Svara Neharag. Why? Because what's the Svara for Zakeh Mamre? Here it is. Kedei shelo yarbu machlokos b'Yisrael. Because you can't have a religion like this. So many machlokas in Israel. Even with the halakha of Zakeh Mamre, Rachman al-Islam, look around us. But this is what we try to do. We'd rather try to prevent machlokas. So why didn't they kill him? He didn't go out to tell Klai Yisrael to follow him. He thought that way himself. He argued. But he didn't go and tell other people to follow. Tanan says our Mishnah. That is what he says when he comes to Yerushalayim. So my love, to who Amar B'Yashmua V'Enomrim Kachu B'Enenu, doesn't it include this case? And therefore it's a Kasha on Rav Kahana. So lo, who Amar Kachu V'Enomrim B'Yashmua? Maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The one case that Rav Kahana agrees. Toshma, let's try again. To Amar B'Yoshia, Shloshet Dvarim Sa. Zeira told me three things. Number one, Baal Shemachal Kinuyo Kinuyo Machal. A husband that is mochel on his kinui, it works. He can be mochel on his kinui. When? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, before Stira. Rashi says, before the Stira takes place, he can be mochel. Tosos says, even afterwards, Tosfos sounds like Tosfos Kinuyo, as long as Hashem's name has not been erased yet. Sounds like they're already in court, even after the Stira. The Rishash here says, I don't know what Tosfos is talking about, there's a Mefurish Gemara and Sota like Rashi. That's what Rashi says what he says. Doesn't understand Tosfos. But that's a Machlokas, seems to be Rashi and Tosfos, when could you be Mokal until? That's one thing Zeira said. Number two, Ben Sora and Mora, Sheratzu other the Imo, Limcholo, Mochalo. A Ben Sora and Mora that his parents want to be Mochel, they can't be Mochel. Again, up until what time? Rashi says, until Lohevi Lobezdin, until they bring him to court. Once he's in court, that's it, it's finished. They can't be Mochel anymore. Rambam, the Mishnah Melech points this out, that the Rambam says, until Gemar Din. Even if they brought him to court, but until Gemar Din, they are able to be Mochel. Chassam Sofer talks about what the Machlokas is about. Zakein Mamre, Sheratzu Beis Dino Limcholo, Mochlelo. And the third case, parents can be mochel, a husband can be mochel, and a zakein mamre, the bezek can be mochel him. Ukshebasi esal chaveirai shebedaro, and when I came to my friends, says Zeira, ashtayim hoduli, al zakein mamre lo hoduli. They didn't admit to zakein mamre case, the bezek cannot be mochel. Why? Kedei shel yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael. So you see, that's the reason. So it's against Rav Kahana, because according to this svara, any case is shelo yirbu machlokas. So it's yufta, so we knock out Rav Kahana. Meaning, zakein mamre is any type of case, svara or misora, whatever the case may be. Period. Tanya continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so we tell the story again, as was in our Mishnah. Mitzchila lo hayomar b'machlokas b'Yisrael. Earlier in history, there wasn't so many machlokas in Israel. Ela bezesh, what used to happen? Ela bezesh al shiva v'yachad. Right? How many machlokas were there originally? The first machlokas in history, the Gemara Mishnah in Beitza says, was the smicha. Smicha and Yontif, Hillel and Shammai. Right, and the Tamida Hillel, Tamida Shammai, get into the act. But originally there was not too many machlokas. The Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga, Daftez Zayin, Kotzi Yerushalmi. There was only a machlokas at Smicha. And then Shammai and Hillel had four more arguments. And then the Talmidim had hundreds, as we're about to see. But it started off very slowly, as the Gemara says right here. Originally, there was not so many machlokas. Ella Bezal Shashim V'yachad Yosher B'lishkas HaKazis. The Bezal of 71 sat. V'shnei Bati Dinim Shalasa V'shlosha. And there were two other 23, courts of 23. Echad Yosher V'Pesach HaRabayis V'Echad Yosher V'Pesach HaAzara. One's at HaRabayis, one's outside the Azara. V'shar Bati Dinim Shalasa V'shlosha Yoshvin B'chol HaYaris Yisrael. And then every city had their own court. What used to happen? Chutzra Chadav V'lishol. If a Bezal in a city had a question, Shol let me bezdid shebeira. They used to ask the bezdid in their city. Im shamu, if they heard something about it, Amrulan, they used to tell them the answer. The imlav boyin lazesh asamach liiran. And if that, they used to go to the neighbor first, the neighboring city, and ask their bezdid. Im shamu amrulahem the imlav. If not, boyin lazesh al pesach harbayis. Then the kid Yerushalayim. The Rambam, the Aruch Haner points out that the Rambam left out that step of going to the neighbor city. So the Aruch Haner says, maybe he thinks it's a machlokas Mishnah and Brisa, and he passes like the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't mention that step about going to the neighboring Bezdin. Im shamu amru lahem, v'im la, boin lezesh al Pesach ha'azara. They keep going in. V'yomer kachta rashi v'kachta rashi chaveirai, kach lamadi v'kach lamadu chaveirai. Im shamu v'amru lahem, if they have an answer, fine, v'im lav. And if not, they come to the great Sanhedrin, Shasham Yoshvin, Mitamish al Shachar, Atamish al Bein Arabayim. They stay all day. There's no din balayla. They stand there all day. At least there's no starting of a din. Ubishabasos of Yabim Tovim, Yoshvin Bechel. Shabbos and Yantav, they don't sit in the Lishkas HaGazis, they sit in the Chel, which has a larger area. Either Rashi says to have more people fit there, or B, you're not allowed to do din b'Shabbos. They have to go out to show that they're not really doing an actual din, right? The Mishnah Beitza says you're not allowed to be done b'Shabbos. Nishala she'ela bifnehem. So they have a shayla. So im shamu amr lahem. If they heard an answer, so they give the answer. Vim lav om de la minyan. And if they don't have a haskama, then they're counted. Rabu amatam in timu. Rabu amatara tiaru. Misha Rabu, so the machlokas, and you go by the majority. Misha Rabu, so that's when they never had a machlokas, because everything went to the highest court, and they decided for Klal Yisrael. Misha Rabu, Tamidei Shammai veHillel, Shaloshim Shukal Tzarchan. But once the Tamidei Shammai and Hillel, that did not serve their Rebbe properly. What did that show? The Bali Musar point out. Mefarshim and the Gemara point out. It's not just about getting the information from your Rebbe. It's about serving your Rebbe, meaning Mishamish your Rebbe. Right? Once they weren't Mishamish their Rebbe enough, Rabu Machlokos be Yisrael. They didn't get the Hashkafa from their Rebbe either, so therefore Machlokos started Venasis Torah Kishtei Toros. And the Torah started splintering. And that was a problem, so therefore they, that's why we have the kind of Zakim Mamri also, to try to prevent that. Semicolon. Misham, from Eretz Yisrael. How they choose judges for all these special courts? Kosvin v'sholchin b'chol makomos. They send out letters. Kol mishu chacham v'shafel barech. Anybody who is wise and humble. V'das abriyas nochei menu. And they gets along with people. Yehei dayin b'iro. He should be a dayin in his city. Misham. And once one of the judges in Yerushalayim died, then they brought somebody up from the minors. They brought somebody up from the other cities. Misham Alanosola Harabayas, Misham Lazar, Misham Lishkas HaGazis. Right? It was an order. It was an order in terms of the greatest of the generation. Until the greatest of the generation. Fine. Rav Moshe Feinstein, they write in the biography at the beginning of the Chela Ches of the Igros Moshe, that when Rav Moshe had to get dentures at the end of his life, he had to get false teeth, he made them leave it a certain number of teeth. Not take out. Because he didn't want to be Nifsal to be dying in the Sanhedrin. He wanted to be Nifsal. He said, if you have, right, whatever, he knew the Bali Mu, the halachas of Bali Mumin, he wanted to be a member of the Sanhedrin. So that's why he didn't let him take it out. He didn't want to take it out. Rav Moshe knew. Rav Moshe was Anav Mikal Adam, but he also knew that he was Rav Moshe. Shalchu Mitam. They sent from there. Ezel Ben Olam Haba. Who was the Ben Olam Haba? An V'san, V'shafal Barech. Somebody who was humble, somebody who was Shafal Barech. He's low, right? Meaning he's always bent down. He doesn't hold himself high. Shayef Ayel, Shayef Anothik. He goes in, bent down, he goes out, bent down. Meaning after he goes in, so one of the Mefarshim say, even after he goes in to give a shear, even after he gives a great shear, he comes out, he's also the same person. It doesn't change him. The Garez Ba'raisin, he learns Torah Tadira, he learns Torah constantly. V'lo Matzik Tivus L'Nafshi, he doesn't think I'm so great. And Yavu be Rabbanan Neneum Barav Ula Bar Abba. The Rabbanan said, oh, Rav Ula Bar Abba fits the category. So interesting, the Rif in the Ein Yaakov says, why was the Shalchu Beitam? They sent from there. Who's a Ben Olam Haba? Somebody who has all these credentials. Because if you are there, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're automatically a Ben Olam Haba. Shalchu Beitam, they sent from there. If you don't live here, if you live out there in Chutz Laaretz, you want to be in a Ben Olam Haba, you got to have these credentials. But once you're here, you're automatically. Right? No clay, Olam Haba is somebody who's Dar Eretz Yisrael. Let's just finish up. Chazav Shad Iro. So what happens? He goes back to his city and he learns. Tanur Rabbanan, Inu Chayav Hashiyatza Bo Koraso. He's only Chayav until he does like his Hora'a. Oshe Yo'el Acherim Yasu Koraso. Or he tells other people to do like his Psak. So Bishlama Yo'el Acherim Yasu Koraso. I understand telling others. Mei Karala Baktalahu. He earlier, before he went up to Yerushalayim, he was not doing anything wrong that was Chayimi. Savahasha Baktalahu. And now he's doing something. He's paskening for somebody else against the Sanhedrin. Elosh Yasukah Ra'aso. But if he himself acts like his Ora, Mikaranami Baktalahu. What do you have to get into the laws of Zaki Mamre? He is doing the Avera. He's eating treif, whatever he's doing, against the Psak of the Sanhedrin. Nothing to do with Zaki Mamre. What changed before and after? So the Gemara says, Ha Tein Acheicha Da'ori B'Chelav Adam. Fine, in the case of Chelav and Dam. Demeikarla Baktalahu V'Asha Baktalahu. Because Chelav Adam is Karis. So beforehand it was Kares, and now he's a Zakin Mamre. So now he gets Misas Bezdin. Ela, Hecha Da'ori B'chayvi Misas Bezdin Meikar Nami Baktalu. So what changed? So Meikar Boy Hasra, Hashal Boy Hasra. No, Zakin Mamre does not eat Hasra. Right, earlier he did. I Mesis Delo Boy Hasra, Michael Amamer. What about Mesis? He didn't need Hasra if it's a machlokas, about a halacha Mesis. He didn't need Hasra even earlier. Meikara Yamar Taima Makablina Mine, Hasha Yamar Taima Lo Makablina Mine. Now earlier we would have like even listened to him a little bit to give him a platform to be Mizaki himself. But now we wouldn't listen to him. Okay, I'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with the last daf. Last full daf in Elohai Nanachnakin. A lot of important issues that come up tomorrow. Also, as we get our feet wet into a little Agadata, as we head into Chelek on and the end of the week, the next day. Okay, we'll stop here.